Hello, and welcome to Building Your T-Shirt Empire. My name is Cole, and unfortunately, this week we don't have Gavin. He's traveling, but you do get a lot of me, so that's exciting. We're going to handle some news topics up front, and then we'll jump into some AI uses for your print shop that we're already using inside a shirt agency, and I think are going to massively change the industry in the next, like, even 1 year from now. It's already being seen in the biggest companies, so you should get on it right now and have your print shop be up to date and not get left behind. So in the news, Ninja, who I'm sure you're familiar with because of their transfers, now has launched Ninja Print House. So Ninja Transfers, who is already an industry leader in the area of custom DTF transfers, is now launching their initiative called Ninja Print House. The new service allows promotional products, distributors, and other custom apparel resellers, which means you, to streamline their business by not only ordering the transfers, but having the actual items be created and blind shipped direct to your customer. So why have transfers shipped to your door when you can simply have a heat press be done on site in their location and the items arrive even quicker to your customer? It's interesting to see this happen. It also makes me wonder what the point of some print shops are. If you're heavily inside of the heat pressing space at the moment, are you actually cheaper and faster than a 100,000 square foot facility? So it's interesting to see how this will evolve and how people may or may not decide to make their production in-house anymore. In other news, the printing market size is apparently growing. The global custom t-shirt printing market size has now reached $4.5 billion in 2023. This comes from the market report by Printing Technique. The global custom t-shirt printing market size has reached $4.5 billion in 2023. Looking forward, the iMark Group expects the market to reach $8.5 billion by 2032. Exhibiting a growth rate of 7.9% between 2024 and 2032. Hopefully that's not just accounting for inflation. The technological advancements that they bring up are once again DTG and DTF, and also the rise of e-commerce platforms being more and more successful, even for small brands. In other news, Lane 7 Apparel is the official t-shirt sponsor of South by Southwest. They actually just finished up their Lane 7 tour merch promotion where they were having a bunch of artists design for them the newest giveaway shirt that they're going to be doing. So it's pretty exciting to see their merch tour. I just saw an image of their wrapped van that they're having drive around and be on site at South by Southwest. And if you happen to be in Austin this next week, definitely show up and say hi to the guys. I know they teamed up with Supercolor on the items, so you know that the quality will be great on those blanks with that kind of printing. And then finally in the news, here's an interesting one, Freedom GPT. Freedom GPT uses existing tools that allow you to turn text into speech, along with things like GPT-4, so that you can then call out to customers without you actually being on the phone. You can send a prompt that says something like, call Jacob, tell him his order is ready, and tell him that he can either come pick up after 3 p.m. or you can go ahead and have us create a shipping label for you. And then Jacob can reply like, oh yeah, ship it to this address. And then the entire transcript is then saved and sent to you with the answer. So if you do have repetitive tasks where you just find yourself on the phone for an hour and a half at the end of the day, a lot of these sort of automated ChatGPT tools are going to be really interesting. I really wonder what it'll mean for people who are in call centers, because if this is already available where you can make phone calls with AI, it means that you'll be able to also accept calls with AI, which means that a customer could call in, find out what it is that they want to have created, and then even get pricing from the AI that you've trained, and then basically just give you all order information without you picking up the phone. It's probably a bad time to be in customer service unless you're high level. So make sure that you're using these tools on the basic level to optimize your print like workflow. And then the staff that you do have is the best staff who can do the higher level thinking that these phone call chatbots are not going to be able to do. And then speaking of AI, I think that this is kind of a bigger topic, this situation where we have AI slowly coming inside of all of our different aspects of our business is scary to some. It's also pretty impressive. I know that in the tests, a lot of the AI chatbots have been able to, you know, pass the bar exam. And so it's pretty crazy to see how we're training them to do a lot of our repetitive tasks for us. And I think that that'll be a big part of the coming years, is seeing how people use them. Here's five ways that I would suggest you at least dip your toe in and find out if you want to use them a little bit or a lot in your business. I've found that in a lot of ways, people don't notice that you're doing it, and they just think that you have either pre-written templated emails, or they think that you're just responding very professionally. So the first one that I think is the most obvious, and the thing that I think we'll see very quickly as a marketable, purchasable service, is AI-powered chatbots for enhanced customer support. If you were to implement an AI chatbot onto your website and also your social media messaging channels, not only can you train it to say, you know, your company business, your phone number, basic FAQ stuff like your hours, but you'll also be able to train it on pricing, which is already a thing. So a customer can message you on Instagram and say like, hey, I need 75 shirts and they're on black and here's the art. And the AI with its vision can actually see the image. You can tell it that it counts the colors. It then uses the number of colors. Then it uses a stock blank that you've told it the price of. And it calculates that a four color on a black shirt is $8.95. And it can do that entire messaging process right now for you with absolutely no interference by a human. And so as those services get better and better, I think it's very soon that we'll be seeing people within the industry offering these chatbots being built for you. They'll probably charge you like an upfront fee plus a monthly retainer. But right now you can do it yourself. And it's really interesting to play with. At the moment, Shirt Agency hasn't actually launched one. I've definitely played with it. The issue that I've found is that I personally kind of want to connect it to like the APIs of SNS Activewear or Alpha Broder, so that a customer could say anything. Like they can say, I want a dad hat from Value Cap, and then the AI would actually know the price of that. I'm probably overthinking it because I should just fill it with a few stock options, but having it do these sort of API connections and also an API connection to something like YoPrint or Printavo would mean that that same customer could say, hey, my name is Jacob. I placed my order 2 weeks ago. When's it going to be ready? And it can look inside of the Printavo API and say, you already approved your mockup, and it's scheduled for production on this date, and it can reply just because of API information. So I think the chatbots are the most obvious implementation. And I think that, I mean, I know that large companies like GM are already doing it. So I think that we're going to see it on our level, at least at the nicer shops, by 2025 easily. And today you could start right now, like the technology already exists. The next thing that I think you could use AI for is analytics for your personalized marketing campaigns. Using AI-driven predictive analytics to analyze customer behavior and preferences is a huge thing. Shopify is now doing AI-driven marketing inside of Shopify automatically. You can analyze your data, analyze your target market, and then see how it is that you can better serve them. And the AI can either make suggestions for you and give you better ideas of how you could spend your ad spend or how you could shape your social media, or it can actually be automated. With AI agents, you can now start to allow them to have the ability to create items. For example, there's a Canva plugin in GPT-4 that allows you to have an AI create the content, create the text, create what it thinks the background image should be, and then use a Canva template that it searches for and give it the actual text that it created. In which case, you could get yourself to a point where it's auto-posting for you. I wouldn't do that at this very moment, but I guarantee people who are a little bit better than me at it are doing a pretty good job of making that work. And I wouldn't be surprised if some of your favorite people who are already online are using this for at least like Twitter. The next thing I would say is automating control, quality control within production. This is an interesting idea, but with cameras and the AI vision, you can actually train an AI to see what you consider a mistake. So you would be able to tell the AI, this is a perfect print, and then have like a webcam being feeding it maybe a still for every single item that comes around the carousel. As it comes around the carousel, a picture's fired off automatically. The AI processes it, and then if it says that something isn't matching what it considers the perfect version that you already said is your standard of quality, it can then shoot a flag off and like either send everyone a text message or it could make a sound, however you want to trigger it after with your automations. But it could basically notify people who are maybe getting lazy or maybe focusing on something else that, hey, you have a dot on the bottom right corner and it's probably a hole in the screen. Or, hey, you have a weird smudge because you're running out of ink in the yellow. And so your yellow now looks faded. Once again, this is something that's available now. And I think for quality control, it's just going to become everywhere. As the AI can see things, you can now have it be the most anal unloader you've ever seen. You could also implement this at the end of the dryer and then maybe see, you know, this has a burn on it. And that's being caught instead of the person who's just panicking and trying to make a giant stack of shirts. So I think that will be a huge thing that we'll see in large production facilities. But there's nothing to say that you can't do that in a small shop. Once again, it's just a matter of kind of using the existing tools because the technology is here. All right. The next one, which I think is being done quite a bit, and it's normally implemented in things like Shipping Easy. We use Shipping Easy, and they have implemented AI inventory management that's connected to your e-commerce. So it's not just looking at the fact that a new sale has come in and then been sending you a label, which is the old service, but it's predicting what you will need based on trends. So the longer the store is connected and the longer it's been running, it can look at previous data plus your current growth rate, and it can predict inventory needs accurately. So if your February of last year was at, I don't know, 500 units a month for a store, but you have a 20% increase of sales, it will now recommend that you do 600 units per store this February because it sees these multiple calculations at once. And it's doing all of this without you just losing your mind in a spreadsheet. And it's doing it in real time, actively daily. So instead of you deciding to buckle down and do the calculations, you know, once a year or every quarter because you're bogged down, you can now just real time update this information inside of a web page. And then finally, I think that this kind of goes along with the marketing side, but creating content for social media and especially SEO and blogs. So AI tools now allow you to create things so quickly that you can output a massive amount of content for your blog or for things like Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. The problem with video, at least at the moment, is that the AI video is not quite great. The new Sora release isn't actually out yet. Those demos look amazing, but they haven't been released yet. But you absolutely could be putting out blog posts regularly or in large batches. For example, if you have a story of having a great successful order in, you know, Whittier, California, you can create a blog post, use multiple SEO keywords to let people know that you service Whittier, California, and then you can tell it, okay, now rewrite a variation of this for Fremont, California. Now rewrite a variation of this for Phoenix, Arizona. And you could suddenly have, you know, 100 different blog posts about servicing different customers, all from you giving it very simple information. It could even look at your Printavo data, simply look at where you shipped your items to, and then after seeing where you shipped them to and the customer, it could see what you shipped them, see how quickly you shipped it, and then write an article about it purely from the fact that Jacob ordered 75 shirts in Phoenix, Arizona in March of last year. And it can write a whole article about how Jacob loved receiving his merch from us. We were able to do it at only 7 days. It was a rush charge, a rush job, but we didn't charge him a rush fee. And we would love to find other customers inside of Phoenix, Arizona for screen printing. And the reason you would do that isn't because people are reading your blog and think that you're a great person to read articles from. The reason you're doing it is SEO. SEO is the core of why certain businesses are just absolutely everywhere. I don't know if you've noticed it in your region, but there is one specific company that is doing amazing at search engine optimization. And they are now in local markets across America. And you'll see them as like the top one or two results. In my city, I'm number one. And then underneath me is this new company that's outsourcing everything. They do not have print shops. All they're doing is connecting with local print shops and then claiming the location as somewhere they service. So when you click their link and you start reading through the page that they gave you, the top of it is start a new order, you know, use our custom designer automatically. And then underneath it is a wall of text about them talking about that city and why they're so great at doing embroidery, screen printing, custom t-shirts inside of that city. And that wall of text that they've created for, at this point, like 1,000+ cities, blows the doors off of most of your guys' websites. Most people's websites is like Jimmy's Tees, and then Jimmy's Tees says like, yeah, we can make tees and hats, like call me, man. And that's all they put on their website. There is nothing for Google to find out you actually do. There is no keywords. So when somebody says custom t-shirts rush order, you haven't ever written that on your actual website. So Google doesn't know to actually feed you to that customer. So those are some of my tips for AI, at least right now. If you're interested in learning more about AI and continuing the discussion, I am going to be at ISS Atlantic City. That will be March 21st through the 23rd. We're going to do an AI panel on the 21st. And then on the 22nd, we're going to be doing a simple systems class with Gavin. So both of those, I think, are going to be a good place for us to go deeper into the actual tools. And then after that, I will be at Shirt Lab Austin, and I'll be doing April 19th and 20th. I'll be doing a entire conversation just on using AI to streamline the back end. So once you do receive a quote request or once you do receive an order, using AI to have your team be fully informed and be notified in automated ways. So by using tools like Zapier, you're able to connect different tools to each other, and your employee's experience is simply glancing at their phone and having all their information fed to them daily based on what their current workflow is. And you don't necessarily have to have them open Printavo, search a number, go through the calendar, make sure it's next. All of that can just be automated in like a simple card system that's being done completely on the back end and controlled by automation, and then a few touches of AI to summarize things so that they're not scrolling through a 1 or 2 page invoice trying to figure out what's going on. They're just getting the bullet points for their own job. Well, this was a quick, fast episode without Gavin, but I hope you got something out of it. And I hope I can see you at ISS. All right, thanks. Bye.